What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hay dos cosas que son absolutamente ciertas. Abuelita te ama y nunca diría que no a McDonald's. Date un gusto con un Grandma McFlurry en tu orden hoy. Es lo que abuela quisiera. Barapapapa. En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Jack Perry goes out there with Tony Khan, and Tony Khan is looking to the fans. You want him back? I want him back. We all want him back. It's a great Rocky Balboa moment. Guess what? He's fucking back. Oh, sorry, I cursed. Well, he didn't curse either. That was my bad. And he raises Jack Perry's hand. Yeah, Jack Perry. And Jeff, what the hell did Jack Perry do to the sweetest guy in wrestling?
Punches him in the stomach with a microphone.
And now, your main event. Introducing the hosts of Wrestling with Freddie, Jeff Dye, and Freddie Prinze Jr.
Good morning, good day, good evening, whenever you're tuning in. Welcome to Wrestling with Friends. I'm Freddie Prinze Jr. With me, as always, is the great Jeff Dye, a.k.a. Jackpot Dye. Ooh. Jeff, how are you, sir?
Feeling good, my man. How you feeling?
I'm a little tired. I went to C2E2 in Chicago, which is a big convention. And there were a ton of AEW wrestlers there. So I got to hang out with them in the green room and eat sandwiches and talk to Samoa Joe, who was awesome. And MJF was there, who's always super cool. Julia Hart, I got to meet Julia Hart.
She was
super nice. Ricky Starks, Pretty Ricky was there, man. Super pretty. And
I know you know half of the people you've named. But have you met Julia Hart and Samoa Joe before?
No. And then Brody King. I met Brody King. He was super cool. And then Danhausen, dude, I got to meet Danhausen. Yeah. So it was really cool. I had a great time in Chicago. Great wrestling city. So a lot of fans out there when they came up for autographs and stuff were like, I love the podcast and all that. Thank you guys for being awesome out there in Chicago. I love that city. I've been there a million times and I will be there a million more. I had very good deep dish pizza. And I was like, I'm going to double up both nights. And then I got the hotel's deep dish pizza because I was tired and it was rough sauce, man. Yeah. It was not good. But the first night was delish, sir. That was my weekend. How was yours?
Week was good. I was in Rancho Murrieta doing some stand-up comedy, which is just outside of Sacramento. Murrieta. And it was
a
beautiful little area. Very, very fun. Then I went to Bakersfield, California on Friday. Had a comedy show there. If you guys want to see me do comedy, just look at my website and figure out where you can see me. It's interesting. I had so many text messages about you starting your federation, about you starting the rest of the thing. It was so funny because a lot of people heard the announcement or saw it on social media. And then like one of my buddies, Sean Jacoby, a good friend of mine, a fan of yours, shout out to Sean Jacoby. He's like, did you hear about this? And sends me the link about your thing. I was like, what do you mean? Did I hear about it? One, I'm a little annoyed that a good friend of mine wouldn't realize that you're my friend. And of course I would know. And two, when you told everybody, you're telling it to me on this podcast that we're both on.
I was gonna say, you knew before anyone.
What's going on? He tagged me like, just check this out. Freddie's, I was like, I know. Like, I was like a little snobby. Like, if someone goes, have you heard about this band? And you already like know the band, you've been to a bunch of their concerts.
Yeah, of course,
I'm like,
yeah.
Why wouldn't I have known? Also, just watch the video. It's a two screen. I'm in the bottom part of the screen, Sean. It was amazing. Everyone's very, very excited. And I'm super excited. Another thing that, like the way I go to all the Lakers games, I'm going to be at all of the Freddie shows.
Yes, sir, you will. I might even put your ass to work.
I'm happy to be there.
We will get into a little bit of that in Unsanctioned, and then some other cool topics as well. But there wasn't a ton of wrestling, but the wrestling that did exist, we're going to discuss. First of all, Drew McIntyre has re-signed with the WWE, so we get tons more awesomeness from him. We get the Glasgow kiss, boom, headbutt you right in the face. We get the Claymore kick. Wa-plow! Just put a boot right in your jaw, Jeff. One, two, three. Two boots, sorry, bro. And one, two, three, two. But we're going to talk wrestling. And we got to talk, I guess, the draft a little bit. I'm not a fan of the draft, by the way. Do you like the draft at all?
No, we've talked about it. We both don't like the draft. Not because I don't. It's hard to say when you don't like things in wrestling. It's just that it seems unnecessary. It's like that, like with the football draft, I'm going to see players play in the NFL that I've never played before. Whereas in the SmackDown Raw draft, it's like they're just going to a different show. It just doesn't, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a switcheroo, not a draft. Yeah,
that's what they should call it, the WWE switcheroo. That's amazing.
In 87, I bet they would have.
That's a good idea. I like that. Switch a rule.
It's more like Red Rover than it is the draft, dude. It doesn't make any sense.
And Vince would lose his mind, like, don't call it a switchy. It's a switcheroo.
Don't call it a switch. It's a switcheroo. Damn it, Freddy.
Learn
God
the terms.
Damn it. Yeah, I wasn't a fan of it. I like what they tried to do with the war rooms, mm-hmm. and they tried to make it NFL-y. But then they should have gone deeper with that and shown like disappointment when a couple of their talents get stolen, even though not many did. Pretty much everybody stayed. But still, there should have been moments there where like a backstage segment where Nick Aldis goes up to the talent that he lost to Raw and is like, to like Bron Breakker, and is like, all right, but next year, you better believe you're coming to the Blue Brand or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, there should have been something like that to commit to, because otherwise it's just video shots that don't really mean anything. And that's another 30 seconds that you could give to a match.
Is this too salacious of an idea? So
what?
We always talk about, you know, Alex has put in a thing like, is kayfabe alive and well? With social media has really kind of encroached on what is real and what is not real. You've got wrestlers tweeting out of character, then sometimes they're tweeting in character. You've got guys. Mm. So there's always kind of this like, well, is this too salacious? Instead of a WWE draft for SmackDown and Raw, or maybe you could incorporate it into it, wrestlers being released. That's part of it. You put that as the, because there's all these releases.
Oh, what, God,
what if
bro,
like you just
that's brutal.
Televised the release? Now people are going,
oh, no, no, you can't. Oh, God, no.
And people are tuning in,
dude.
Like, they let go of Jinder Mahal. Like, and they're like, sorry.
That's so
and
hardcore.
The wrestlers are hugging them going, hey, buddy, you know, maybe, you know, good luck in the future.
Look, I'll tell you, I'll give you this much. People would watch like a mother trucker. They would watch and they would tell their friends and their friends would turn on. You would see the rating just climb as the show went on, like the 3 hours of Raw. You would just, the number would get bigger and bigger. But that would be the dirtiest business that you could possibly do on someone that has sacrificed their body for you. Like, I would find you and I would punch you in the face if I was that wrestler and you were the guy that released me. And I'd be like, that's going to be on TV too, you son of a
bitch.
Well,
we let these wrestlers off the hook all the time. Like, oh, it was in character, or it was just this, it was just that. They'd be like, all right,
God,
let's really lean into this.
No, absolutely no. Yes, but no. Like, it would work. It would work. Yeah. But I, oh my God, Jeff, your mind is sick. I will say this. I think we know where Charlotte Flair is going to be, which will be SmackDown, because they don't like to separate couples. And her and Andrade are super loved up, man. As the kids say, well, they don't say it anymore, but I don't know the new term. But the term just before the new term was shipped. They're shipped.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You know. Shipped.
But that's, it's not shipped anymore. It's something new. My daughter will know. I'll ask her what it is. But so that'll be cool. She'll be back on SmackDown, which is where she belongs. SmackDown's always been her better promos, her better matches. It just feels like the right brand for her.
She's blue.
Just like Kurt Angle.
We picture her blue.
Yeah, man. There's certain people just feel like LA Knight feels like a SmackDown guy, not a Raw guy. Mm-hmm. It just feels right like that. Undertaker always felt like a SmackDown guy, not a Raw guy. He always felt cooler on SmackDown. But yeah, so the only other thing to really talk about on for Monday night, outside of the fact that Becky Lynch is champ, and you were right.
I will say something about that when you're done.
No, you start right now.
I was just going to say that I was happy that Becky won. I thought this was great.
Yeah. Were people not happy?
People were not happy. I'm looking at the internet thing like, because people still love Becky, but I think that this is me guessing. I think that people wanted Liv Morgan to be the champ so badly that that's why
they're
upset about, not that they're mad at Becky or hate Becky, just that they're mad that Becky got the belt back because.
Yeah.
All the videos about Becky's match and the video about Becky raising the title has more dislikes than likes on the WWE YouTube page. Like everybody, and the comments are all like, Liv Morgan, Liv Morgan, Liv. So it's interesting.
Yeah, the people are ready for Liv.
Right.
Big time, right?
Well, this might be a great example and a little chapter in another one of Becky's, another chapter in Becky's book of putting Liv over. I mean, it's helping. You know, the fact that like people think Liv should be the champ is a very similar tale of a lot of wrestlers. Like, yeah, Becky should be champ. Becky should be champ. So it's kind of happening now with Liv Morgan, it feels, at least in my opinion.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hay dos cosas que son absolutamente ciertas. Abuelita te ama y nunca diría que no a McDonald's. Date un gusto con un Grandma McFlurry en tu orden hoy. Es lo que abuela quisiera. Barapapapa. En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I think she's the next women's champion for sure. And that they'll be able to tell a good story. And Becky's a wizard on the friggin' microphone. Like, I don't even like to say she's the best, because she's like, at this point, she can own a crowd. Like,
for sure.
She can be a heel. She can be a babyface. It, within the same promo, if she even needed to. Like, she's just a friggin' wizard. So they can tell a good story, and I do think Liv will be the next champ. But you did call it on this.
Yeah, Becky also, she's witty, she's funny, she really knows how to work a microphone. In America, anybody with a thick accent from a different country, we don't know what bad acting sounds like. If they you know, if it's a British guy, we're like, he must be the best actor ever. Like, we have no idea how bad acting works.
You are dead on. Like, you don't even know. Like, Britain jokes about how they sent all their bad actors to us, and how we're so intimidated by a good accent that we just accept it as that's like known throughout the business. Like, that's hysterical. I'm glad
you're watching like the lead of Star Wars, and she has like a British accent, and you're like, that must be how they talk in Tatooine. I don't know. This is good acting.
But we don't slander Tom Hardy on this podcast,
because
Tom Hardy's the friggin' man.
He's a phenomenal
actor. I don't
care
what accent he uses, he's the man. All right, so anyway, speaking of badasses like Tom Hardy, who won a jiu-jitsu tournament. He entered a blue belt jiu-jitsu tournament and friggin' won, because he's a stud, man.
Warrior.
We love him like we love Rhea Ripley. Solo Sikoa. So I think if there's criticism of this storyline, and you're more dialed into the people than I am, man, I feel bad. I'm not, since I left Twitter, I'm not as dialed into the people. You guys got to hit me up on Instagram when I post Wrestling with Freddy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're mad about something, you got to put it out there, so I know you're mad and I know what kind of stuff to talk about. Even if you're mad at me, you're allowed to be mad at me. But Solo Sikoa, he's mad because he wasn't drafted very high. And Paul Heyman is basically saying what I'm going to say to y'all. Be patient. I'll take care of this. Be patient. I think they're going to take care of this. This is the beginning of a story. It's chapter one for this dude. Mm-hmm. Chapter one. Remember, this dude had lost for like a year straight after John Cena. He had no story. He was just the guy that took the bump to protect Roman Reigns from losing, which is okay. And he did it really well. But he's evolving now. And this is chapter one of his story. And if you're not excited for it because there's not a lot of action going on, here's a couple reasons why. WrestleMania just happened. A lot of cats are resting. Then they have the draft, so not a lot of people are wrestling. There's not a lot of time for him to get in and win matches, so another way to get him over is through story and backstage segments. And I think they've done a pretty good job with this first chapter. Tama Tonga is an ancillary character. He'll get his own chapter when we learn more about him and discover him in just a few weeks, I believe. And yeah, man, I like it. Do you? And do you know if the people do?
I don't know anything about what the people are saying about it. But one thing I will, I love Solo Sikoa. And I'm a huge fan of like all the things they're doing with that storyline. I almost want to like think about this. When you're the Honky Tonk Man or Doink the Clown, when you're any of these guys, you've got to climb and climb and climb, climb. Even Roman Reigns had to climb and climb and climb. You have this whole WWE network that you have to like work, and you have to be good on the mic. You have to be a good wrestler. You have to do all these things. You have to play the little politics. You have to be daddy's favorite in Gorilla. You have to see who the fans like and who the fans hate, right? You've got to do this whole thing. Well, to my advice to Solo Sikoa, because I don't know how he's really feeling, being the bottom of the bloodline is a lot better than being the bottom of WWE. Like just waiting for your turn in the MFT, that's okay. We're still gonna see you every week. You're still gonna get your things way sooner than the rest of the WWE will, because they've kind of created their own little bracket. You know, it's like there's guys that are getting released each week who are like, well, now what? You know, like what do I do? So even if Solo Sikoa has to lose every week and people aren't that interested in this story, it's still pretty good to be Solo Sikoa.
I don't think he's losing again for a long time, okay. Bro.
I'd love that too.
I don't think he's going to lose again for a long time. I think it's his time and they're going to start putting him over while Roman's out and doing movies and stuff.
He's pretty cool. I like his look. I like his everything.
I do too.
We're forgetting he's barely been in wrestling. I mean, he's still super new. So like this, you know, he's never not been pushed, even when it appears like maybe he's not getting a push. Like, I mean, the dude is in the main stories of everything every single week. So I'm happy for him, but also I'm not going to listen to much complaining. If it's like, why isn't so? It's like, it's fine. You're doing great.
Jeff, it's time for AEW.
Yes.
I'm nervous. I'm very nervous. Are you nervous, Jeff? You don't get nervous, do
about
you?
What?
Stand-up comic. About the storyline, the main storyline in AEW. The EVPs have, the Young Bucks, have brought Jack Perry back to AEW. They told security to screw off. Get out of our way, security. We're the EVPs, and they brought Jack Perry in. Okada as well, who I think is pretty cool.
That's great.
Someone I talked to over the weekend equated him, his attitude in the ring, to like a Randy Orton, and I was like, oh, shit, now I can't unsee that. So they come in and they bring Jack Perry in and they're going to knock on Tony Khan's office and they're going to try to get this dude his job back. And we all believe it's going to happen, or at least
that's how you get jobs back. You go in and you assault the boss until they hire you.
Well, he hasn't assaulted. They haven't assaulted him yet. They're just in there talking and having a meeting. And this is the beginning of the show. And then at the end of the show, Tony has now spoken with Jack. And the EVPs have let us know, and Tony Schiavone has let us know, that at the end of the show, they're going to have some time publicly for all of us. And Jack Perry goes out there with Tony Khan, and Tony Khan is looking to the fans. You want him back? I want him back. We all want him back. It's a great Rocky Balboa moment. Guess what? He's fucking back. Oh, sorry, I cursed. Well, he didn't curse either. That was my bad. And he raises Jack Perry's hand. Yeah, Jack Perry. And Jeff, what the hell did Jack Perry do to the sweetest guy in wrestling?
Punches him in the stomach with a microphone. That's what you got to do, dude.
Liver shot.
That's just what you got to do. I've never seen a microphone punch, too, which actually I'm pretty into because it makes a loud sound, you know?
It sounded cool. Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Ow, dude, yeah, I like that. My ears, you dig.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura Podcast Network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
Hay dos cosas que son absolutamente ciertas. Abuelita te ama y nunca diría que no a McDonald's. Date un gusto con un Grandma McFlurry en tu orden hoy. Es lo que abuela quisiera. Barapapapa. En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tony Khan goes down. He's hurt. It's a liver shot. They kill. Ask Ryan Garcia. And so he's down, hurting. And then the EVPs come out, the Young Bucks. They come out. They're like, hey, man, Jack Barry, what are you doing, man? We put our butt on the line for you. We pushed security out of the way. We got you this meet. Oh, no, we didn't. We're on your side. Ha, ha, ha. And now they grab him. And Okada's out there with him. And he's like, no, no, no. Don't do the EVP double knee to the chinny chin chin. Do the super driver that you do from the top rope.
The Tony Khan driver.
The Tony Khan driver is 100% TKD. What it's called from now on. They hit him with the TKD, and he goes down. He goes down hard. They protected him so nicely. They were good to their boss. But this is the man who hired you guys. Story. Now we're back in character, and you sons of bitches did this. Now, in my head, I'm thinking, holy shit, how are they going to make this work? And in my heart, I'm going, holy shit, I really want this to work. But I'm nervous, Jeff. Mm-hmm. And that's back to my first question that I gave you. Are you nervous?
I am not nervous. I don't know ever what's going on with Tony Khan. I'm confused by it at all times. He's a confusing guy. He hates Vince McMahon, but I think he's secretly in love with Vince McMahon. Like, I think he wants to be Vince McMahon. He does all the Vince McMahon things. He's like this. He's like the mix of all the people we've hated. He's Eric Bischoff meets Vince McMahon meets Vince Russo.
What if I told you that every wrestler I've ever spoken to says that Tony Khan is the nicest person in the world?
I love that.
His fault is that he's too nice.
I love that. Yeah. He just is like, you know, the way we judge wrestlers, like when they come out of the microphone, like you need confidence and you need coolness in it, and he doesn't really have a lot of that. I'd love to be his friend. Trust me. I mean, the way the guy lives his life is pretty sweet. And I like how much he loves wrestling. But it's like he can't get out of his own way sometimes. It feels.
Here's what I'm nervous about. I feel like on Collision Saturday, which is after the Wednesday show, Dynamite, they kind of already messed up the story a little bit because they said, Tony Khan announces next week's show. This guy's wrestling this guy. And I'm like, why is Tony Khan making decisions right now? Shouldn't he be? If they're taking over the show, then it should have been the EVPs making that match and not Tony. Or why haven't they been fired if he's okay enough to book a match? He's okay enough to go, yo, you're going to assault me in the ring? You're suspended or fired, whatever it is. So I was like, wait, what's going on story-wise? And I want this to work. I'm not sure what's going to happen power structure-wise, but I'm assuming the EVPs take over. The Young Bucks and Okada and Jack Perry. And that's on Wednesday, Kenny Omega's coming back. So they're going to have an interaction during his promo where they're going to, I'm assuming, where they say, hey, man, we fired you from the Elite and look at your replacement. Here he is. And Kenny Omega's going to have to stand alone against the Elite to fight the power. So the people will be behind Kenny. And Kenny's like on Tony's team. I'm sort of just thinking this out loud, so bear with me. And then Adam Page is healthy, so he comes back and he ends up helping Kenny Omega, and they both team up against him. And then maybe one other person, and Tony's got his power team against their power team, and they fight at the pay-per-view for control of the company, and Kenny Omega gets the pin and 1-2-3 and hooray. But hopefully they do something way better than that. And sorry that sucks, but I just don't know what I don't know what their plan is if Tony's okay enough to book matches.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Am I just being paranoid and overthinking?
No, I mean, we'll see what happens. The thing is, like, I think that AEW finally has an opportunity here to make something their own, like to have an original idea where it doesn't just feel like something we've seen before in wrestling. Never has a wrestling group been started where it's just the patients running the asylum. And it kind of felt like that in different chapters of AEW because it's only been around for, what, 5 years, 6 years or whatever?
5 years.
So here's the thing. They have an opportunity. It's always been a boss in a territory, and then Vince McMahon, the boss of this, and then Eric Bischoff, the boss of that, and Ted Turner being daddy at WCW. This is the first time a wrestling group's been made of a bunch of wrestlers. So I think they really have an opportunity to play with that in story where it doesn't just feel like the Young Bucks are the Rockers. And they try to do like an NWO thing. I feel like you could draw like ideas back to everything that AEW has done. You go, oh, they're just doing this. If you're really nerdy about wrestling,
you could, to be fair, you could do that about any TV show in America.
True, if you oversimplify it enough. But there are some pretty dramatic overlaps between what AEW does and past wrestling.
You're dead on. You're dead.
So what I was gonna say is that they have a unique opportunity here to really tell a story that has the elite and these guys who did start this wrestling thing. Like if they could try to play with that a little bit more, like I think they could really do something.
They claim that as their soapbox. Yeah, that I could get behind.
I would love that.
I could get
behind. We came over here to not be like blah blah, you know, and just totally play in that world. I wish they would.
Yeah, I can be with that. I can get with that. And the only other thing that I had issue with was the Dynamite after Dynasty with Swerve Strickland, who, by the way, will be our guest next week.
Yes.
He announced he would be champion. That was not his dream, but his plan. And he made it happen in 2024. He said he would make it happen in 2024. He is the AEW world champion, and he will be our guest next week. And we are very, very grateful to have him back again.
Listen to that episode. I'm going to be asking some very silly questions. And also Swerve, I've already been preparing. Swerve is also not the silliest guy. He doesn't like it's not that he doesn't like it, but
he's gonna kick you in the face.
He's not the most silly guy, and I'm going to be asking some good, fun wrestling questions. So anyway, I'm already preparing.
Good. All right. So I've gotten an answer to this question, but to me it was weird that the Wednesday after the pay-per-view, which is their first show after the pay-per-view, that Swerve didn't start the show with a promo. Instead, he had a match with Kyle Fletcher, who's super legit. I've seen him now with Ospreay. I saw him as a tag guy too, but I've seen him with Ospreay and he just killed. And I've seen him now with Swerve and he killed again. He's super good. But the match had no story, no anything behind it, no reason to fight. I mean, the bad booking is you at least let Swerve get half a promo out and then Kyle Fletcher interrupts him and he's like, yo, man, why are you out here? And Kyle's like, Callis got me a match, F you, let's go. And at least then that's something. But for him to not get to say anything until the Saturday show felt like too long for me. It just felt too long. Their rationale was they felt they'd get a higher rating based off a crossover from the NBA playoffs, which was playing right before that. I don't, to my knowledge, Collision does not get a rating that's close to Dynamite. So to me, Dynamite's the higher rated show. Now, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Then party on, and I get why they did it. But story and character wise, it still felt weird. Did that feel weird to you too, that he was just wrestling this
something
dude?
Off. Yeah. It was like, where'd this come from?
Yeah. All right. Finally, kayfabe, sir. Do you believe in 2024 that there's still a seat at the table for our old and dear, dear uncle who we love? Because he's kind of crazy. You don't know what he's going to say all the time. And his name is Uncle Kayfabe. Is there still room at the table for Uncle Kayfabe, Jeff?
I love Kayfabe. I am guilty of it every week. I don't bother you guys as much as I bother my other wrestling group thread. But I'll always be like,
I wish you would.
I felt like that was real. I felt like, was that real, guys? And everyone's like, you stupid idiot. Because I just like literally like, I want it so badly to be like, you know, that's the only reason I moseyed on over to YouTube to watch the CM Punk Jack Perry thing in the locker room. Cause I was like, ooh, it's something real. You know, like we can confirm that this is something. I want everything to be real. So yeah, I think there's still room for it, even though I think there's more room for it if you don't have social media. Like if you are your old uncle, like, and you're not watching that, then that makes it a lot easier.
I'm with that. All right, you guys, listen, we ask you each week now, well, only for a couple weeks, but we ask you guys to leave us reviews, listener reviews. Please do it. Give us the stars that you think we're worthy of. Write reviews. This week, we've got one from this girl, Manda. What's up, this girl, Manda? And here goes the review. I'll do it in a voice. I'll do it in an accent. What accent should I do it in?
Well, we talked about British accents earlier. You got one of those?
Yeah, I got a bad one. Yeah, I got one.
Perfect.
All right. It's going to not sound like you, Manda. Sorry. You seemed like a very nice girl. It's going to sound like an old man. Here we go. I don't listen to wrestling podcasts, but once I heard Freddie had one, I subscribed. The love and passion he has when he talks about his co-host is a great balance for his excitement. I really enjoy listening. Good luck.
Oh, that's it.
Well, good luck to you too, Manda. Sorry that I made you sound so masculine. I could have made you sound like James Mason. I do a good James Mason. I don't listen to wrestling podcasts, but once I heard Freddie had one, I subscribed. That's James Mason. Really, you guys don't know who the fuck I'm talking
about.
It's a deep
cut.
Why am I even talking? All right. So I already announced the big news for Swerve next week, but don't forget we get the AEW champ. Stay tuned tomorrow for Unsanctioned Thursdays. We're going to bring it back to the days of side quests, and we're going to talk about Jeff's origin story and his love for professional wrestling, and you get the reason why, which is always the most important thing for a wrestler, and it's the most important thing in podcasts as well. On behalf of the awesome one, Jeff Dye, not the great one, that's The Rock, the awesome one, that's The Miz, the fantastical one, Jeff Dye, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr. saying peace.
We love you.
This has been a production of iHeart's My Cultura Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need, backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hay dos cosas que son absolutamente ciertas. Abuelita te ama y nunca diría que no a McDonald's. Date un gusto con un Grandma McFlurry en tu orden hoy. Es lo que abuela quisiera. Barapapapa. En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.